If even the thought of an insect, from the impressive and not-so-small jungle nymph to the spectacular Atlas moth, makes you squirm or hide your face in fear, then an entire festival devoted to insects may not be your idea of a fun time. But entomologists at the University of Arizona hope they can change your mind with the third annual Arizona Insect Festival.
This is a great opportunity to come and learn how it's not necessary to be so afraid of them. You need to know those that hurt you, that could hurt you, and they're few. There are, of course, but then the vast majority of them will not. And when you learn that, then your fears melt away.
Graduate student Jason Schaller, along with his naturalist father, has been collecting insects for most of his life.
We'd like to show the general public how, you know, this misunderstood group of organisms, how important they are, how awesome they can be, how beautiful they are.
Schaller usually works in a lab studying the family tree of the bombardier beetle, but over the past few weeks he has spent a lot of time outside and off the beaten path.
I've been down in the Patagonia Mountains a lot, the Chiricahua Mountains, the Santa Ritas, and the Atascosa Mountains.
Finding insects for the festival.
Centipedes, tarantulas, giant vinegaroons, which is a whip scorpion, and basically anything that's very interesting.
Insects that intrepid festival goers will be able to touch or hold. Tanya Renner is a National Institutes of Health Postdoctoral Excellence in Research and Teaching Fellow. She started out as a plant biologist. Eventually, she found herself studying how insects locate and interact with other insect species. Her work could, for example, help scientists develop methods of biocontrol, in which living organisms, rather than chemicals, are used to control pests.
If we're able to understand the chemosensory systems of these beetles, we might be able to understand how do insects find insects that maybe live on plants, are issues for disease or pathogens.
Renner, Schaller, Moore, and others have been working around the clock, conducting their own research and preparing for the festival. They have been especially involved in a returning exhibit called the Arthropod Zoo.
This year, we're going to put it in a broader context of why arthropods are so successful and highlight some key innovations that arthropods have evolved that have allowed them to diversify so amazingly throughout the world.
We have interactive stations where kids and students and adults can come in and learn about key arthropod innovations. So we have a number of these innovation stations that include size.
Some sizes are more advantageous, like very large species can avoid predation better, can actually have more offspring, but smaller ones can fit in more places, find more hiding places, evolve, adapt more quickly to different microhabitats.
Wings.
Because wings is a huge evolutionary innovation that allowed for insects to, well, travel far distances and spread very quickly and inhabit new areas.
Shape.
And the shape station will show how the exoskeleton, having your skeleton on the outside, can allow for just a crazy array of shapes to match different habitats and different ways of life.
And we also look at adaptations to certain habitats.
And habitat will just show various species from kind of interesting habitats that you wouldn't think would be a place for insects to live, such as caves or within a carcass.
And that's to name just a few of the innovation stations. And for those of you who still aren't squeamish,
we'll have a cockroach cuddling area. People sit on cockroach-shaped pillows and cuddle with Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which is a big hit.
And that, says Dr. Moore, is only a taste of what visitors can expect, literally.
One of our professors is going to cook up many arthropods and serve them in different ways to the public, which is one of our most favorite ones.
Festival goers will be able to attend lectures on topics such as insect photography and talk with researchers about their work on for example, bug brains, and what they can tell us about how human brains work. Festivals like this, believe it or not, have become popular all around the country.
When you have a pool of enthusiastic entomologists that want to share their love and knowledge for insects, and fortunately, we work on some charismatic organisms that the public are interested in, they may be a little bit creeped out by, but it kind of adds to the excitement of it all.
And maybe even helps people to understand that insects are something to value, not fear.
They do provide incredible services to us in establishing a functioning, healthy ecosystem.
And thus, according to Schaller, what's not to love about insects?
We just want you guys to appreciate them like we do, because there's a lot of love there.
A love these entomologists hope you can learn to share. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Georgia Davis.